नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तेर्भवति नष्टके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट 37। न हि अतः परमा लाभः देहिनां भ्राम्यताम् इह यता विन्देत परमां शान्तिं नश्यति संस्मृतिः। न हि यतः परमो लाभो देहिनां भ्राम्यतानिह यता विन्देत परमा शान्तिं नश्यति संस्मृतिः। न ह्यतः परमो लाभो देहिनां भ्राम्यतामिह यतो विन्देत परमा शान्तिं नश्यति संस्मृति। न ह्यतः परमो लाभो देहिनां भ्राम्यतामिह यतो विन्देत परमा शान्तिं नश्यति संस्मृतिः। शान्तिं नश्यति संस्मृतिः। मतजिस् न देर् इस् नो हि इण्डीड् अतः दान् दिस् इन्स् प्रोसेस् आफ् सङ्कीर्तन परमा ग्रेटर् लाभः थिङ्क् टु बि गैन्ड् देहिनां फोर् एम्बोडीड् सोल्स् Brahmyatam, who are being forced to wander iha throughout this material universe, yataha, from which vinteta, one obtains paramam, the supreme, shantim, peace, nasyati, and is destroyed, samsritihi, the cycle of repeated birth and death. Translation. Indeed, there is no higher possible gain for the embodied souls forced to wander throughout the material world than the Supreme Lord Sankirtan movement, by which one can attain the supreme peace and free oneself from the cycle of repeated birth and death. Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the Skanda Purana, as well as in other Puranas, there is the following statement. Mahabhagavad Nityam Kalau Kurvandi Kirtanam. During Kali Yuga, the great devotees of the Lord always engage in Kirtana, chanting of the Lord's holy names. It is the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be merciful, and He is especially merciful to those who, in a helpless condition, take complete shelter of his lotus feet. One can immediately take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord by chanting his holy names. According to Sridhar Swami, even in the previous ages, such as Satyuga, it was not possible for the living entities to achieve the perfection that is available in Kali Yuga. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this as follows. In former ages, such as Satyuga, human beings were perfectly qualified and easily performed even the most difficult spiritual processes, meditating for many thousands of years, practically without eating or sleeping. Thus, although in any age one who completely takes shelter of the Lord's holy name gets all perfection, the highly qualified inhabitants of Satyuga do not consider that merely moving the tongue and lips, chanting the holy names, is a complete process, and the Lord's holy name is the only shelter within the universe. They are more attracted to the difficult and elaborate yoga system of meditation, complete with the sophisticated sitting postures, painstaking control of the breath, and deep extended meditation in trance on the personality of Godhead within the heart. In the Satyuga, sinful life is practically unheard of, and therefore people are not afflicted with the terrible reactions seen in Kali Yuga, such as world war, famine, plague, drought, insanity, etc. Although in Satyuga people are always worship the personality of Godhead as the ultimate goal of life and meticulously follow his laws called dharma, they do not feel themselves to be in a helpless condition, and thus they do not always experience intense love for the Lord. However, in Kali Yuga, living conditions are so unbearable. Modern governments are so obnoxious, our bodies are so ridden by physical and mental disease, and even self-preservation is so troublesome that the conditioned souls intensely cry out the holy name of Krishna, begging for relief from the onslaught of this age. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement have vivid and unforgettable experiences of the terrible contradictions inherent in human society in this age, and thus they are firmly convinced that there is nothing to be achieved except the mercy of the Supreme Lord. In ISKCON centers throughout the world, we observe wonderfully ecstatic kirtana performance in which men, women and children from all walks of life chant with startling enthusiasm the holy names of Krishna and dance in ecstasy, becoming completely indifferent to the so-called public opinion. In America, a prominent professor from Oberlin College visited a Hare Krishna center in California and was astonished by enthusiasm with which the devotees chant the holy name of Krishna in their congregational performance. The purport is long, so we will be taking only this up to this much. Tomorrow they will continue the rest. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Datati Swapatantikam Vandeham Sri Gurum Sri Yuta Patakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsta Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaidam Savadudam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Namostute Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshadharine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are reading from the 11th canto, where King Nimi is inquiring to the Navayogendras and various questions. And this is the last question where Karbhajana Muni is answering the last question of King Nimi. With this chapter will be concluding that. So he was asking that what is the color and forms of the Lord? This is the 9th question posed by King Nimi. And what name and what type of regulative principles Lord is worshipped? So this verse is also almost like a, you know, extension of the previous verse where the Sankirtan movement has been glorified here. So we all know that in the 12th canto, after explaining the fault of Kali Yuga, you know, when Shukadeva Goswami says there is only one glory of the Kali Yuga. Kaler Doshanite Rajan Astegeha Mahagunan Kirtana Deva Krishnasya Mukta Sanka Varam Vrajet. My dear King, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of fault, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamandra, one can become free from the material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. Means many of us are all witness to this. You know, this statement, like just now also we have seen how just by in the Sankirtan means, Harinam Sankirtan, it doesn't matter who you are qualified or not qualified, it is anybody can join in. All the devotees were dancing wonderfully. So it is the mercy of the Lord that he has, in Kali Yuga, has given very leniency to us, means. You know, recently in we were celebrating Srinathji Prabhu's disappearance day, then that day we were distributing his one famous book, Kalisantarana Upanishad, he has translated. So yesterday he was just going through that. So this, again the same thing is described there also. Often in Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas, we can see that in Kali Yuga, they are glorified as the, which is the easiest way to get the love of Godhead. So in that, Narada Muni is asking Brahmaji, is approaching his father and spiritual master. You know, after seeing at the end of the Dwapara Yuga, he take a stroll and he see that the conditions very pathetic. Not even Kali Yuga has started. You know, the people are getting degraded. The society is going, you know, it's a nose diving into the abominable activities as mentioned in the purport. So he asks Brahmaji, what is the solution for these people, means? You know, Manda Sumanda Madhyo, Manda Bhagya. They are already foolish people and very unfortunate people. How can they get love of Godhead or get liberation from these entanglements? So Narada Muni says, Brahma, he says that just by taking the name of Hari, they can easily come out of this. But then Narada was more persistent, like, you know, you need more clarity. Means, you know, what type of name, any specific name? Then he says that, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Then this is a particular mantra, Mahamantra we have to chant. And then he says, Didishodasavannamam, Kali Kalmashanasana, Nattat Paraturopaya, Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. Means this 16 syllable mantra is the best way to perform the Harinam Sankirtan. Because there are so many names of the Lord, means which one to tell. So we can hear that people are selling Narayana, Mukunda, Govinda. There are so many names. Even though all the names of the Lord are equally powerful, and this mantra given in the Kalisandarana Upanishad, Brahmaji says that this is specific for this Kali Yuga. Like otherwise, Dhruva Maharaj also, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. You know? So, Narayana, Vasudevaya, right? So these are the mantras they also chanted, means. You know. So it's not that they are not powerful, but for specifically, so in Mayapur Yatra, extension, the Calcutta Yatra, in Shamanandru was telling that there is various windows available to book ticket. But sometimes when you go, that certain windows are closed. Means it's not that, you know, the person is not staffed there. You know, we used to, in earlier days, we used to go for the ticketing, for the yatras, brahmacharis, as a, you know, for 80 ticket, 100 ticket we have to take. We used to go to Churchgate or Bombay Central. So we used to see that, you know, it was under the guidance of Madan Gopal Prabhu. He was very expert in those, you know, ticketing, railway rules and regulations. So we used to observe that whenever we open, there are at least 15-20 windows, and two windows, they are just keepable, is out of order, out of order. But he used to still make people stand there. Madan Gopal Prabhu. So we also wonder, you know, why? No problem, you stand there. Whenever necessary, I will call you. And even the railway supervisor inside the counter, he also comes and tells us, now, why are you standing here? No, this is closed. It is not going to open. But Madan Gopal Prabhu used to tell, no, don't worry. Means we are just standing there. You have any problem? Means, no, we are standing there. So security guard also used to come and tell us. But the funny thing was, you know, 8 o'clock the tickets start. Around 7:50, you know, some other people start coming. They also started coming and tell, why you are standing here? It is closed. So we have to tell them, you know, we don't have any problem. We are just waiting there. Do you have any problem? So at 8 o'clock, the drama opens. Means from inside, suddenly somebody comes and sits there. So they have a setting between the agents and other people. So that window has been exclusively kept for these agents. So similarly, even though other windows are open, in Kali Yuga, you know, for us, this specific window has been opened. That where it is very easy. You don't have to stand in big lines. Like, you know, it's said that, you know, Krite Dhyayato Vishnum Tretayam Yajate Makhe Dapare Paricharyam Kalo Yat Hari Kirtana. Means in Satyuga, people used to do to attain the liberation or attain the Lord by doing Dhyana. So in the purport, it's, you know, the quote to Jiva Goswami's commentary. In Satyuga, people used to be very healthy, you know, and were much more pious, devoted than us, almost like pure devotees only. So it was easy for them to sit and do that dhyana for hours together, sometimes thousands of years without, getting disturbed. So now we can understand our, for a, even in a Bhagavatam class, sitting like this is, after some 5-10 minutes, we start changing our poses. So it is very difficult for us to practice those things. It is not that they are not powerful or they don't have any capacity to do that, but we are incapable of doing that. And similarly, in Treta Yuga, it was yajna, sacrifices. Now also we do many sacrifices. But still, you know, the acharyas prescribed and shastra prescribed that the only way for Kali Yuga is Sankirtan. Yes. And in Dwabara, deity worship. And now also we do the deity worship also now also. But these are not given, so it says that, it's said that in different ages, so different things are being stressed. So even in Satyuga also, the holy name was there. But as mentioned in the purport, Jiva Swami writes, they feel it is very, very so, it's too simple for them. They feel just by chanting, just sitting and moving some lips, you can go back to Godhead, means, you know. Even not in even Satyuga, even we also encounter such people nowadays also, means like, now if we say that only just by chanting, taking the name of the Lord, we can go back to Godhead, they feel very little, and unless and it is accompanied by various ritualistic processes and everything, they don't feel that satisfaction. Kuchkiya means, they're just chanting, that they don't feel like they have done something. So we can think about what in Satyuga people used to think, means it was too simple for them. And something, sometimes if it is too simple, you may lose your attention and you may, like, you know, miss the chance for that. So in the Satyuga, so people used to be very, like, even sacrifices in the Treta Yuga, sacrifices where the demigods used to personally come and visit Like in this case, like where King Nimi is doing the sacrifice, the great, great devotees are just walking in, Narada Muni is coming in. But nowadays also we do the yajna, but we don't see anything like that. You know. So once Prabhupada was telling that our movement is based on, you know, we are running on two tracks. One is Pancharatrika Vithi, the another is Bhagavad Vithi. So in this Pancharatrika Vithi, this deity worship and the rules and regulations, all those things are prescribed. We have to follow that. And the other line is, and the other track is the Bhagavad Vithi, where chanting, dancing and feasting. And he used to say that, you know, we need to take care of both the part. Means we need deity worship also, and we need to do it in a certain stipulated way, not getting too much into that. But in quite often he also used to tell that maybe, you know, just by doing Bhagavad Vidhi also, Bhagavad Gita is sufficient, especially by seeing the devotee's condition in this life. And Prabhupada used to tell that even just simple following the Bhagavad Vidhi of chanting, dancing, you know, by that you can go back to Godhead. So in the fourth canto, where the King Prachini Barhit's story comes, you know, he is a great grandson of King Prithu. So it is mentioned in the Bhagavatam that King Barhishit was very much addicted to doing these sacrifices, means, like, you know, especially fruitive sacrifices. So just one after, like, you know, back to back, he has planned for various sacrifices. So Prabhupada in the Purport write very beautifully, like, now, like, just like the King Barhishit is attached to this performing the sacrifices, in this age we have to do back to back only the Harinam Sankirtan. You know, for doing that sacrifice, it is very tedious, you know, very difficult. And, you know, in 8th canto we can see that from Bali Maharaj's pastime, that after Bali Maharaj has been sent to Sutala planets, Lord Vamanadev turns to Shukracharya and asks, you know, what do you think, where you have made your disciple had made a mistake? So then he says that mantradas tantradas chidram desha kalarha vastudah sarvam karodi nichridam hari sankirtanam. So this is Shukracharya, means who is addicted to the ritualistic process. You know, he is telling, my Lord, means, you know, mantradas tantradas chidram, means all mantras and all tantra and all these things can have a fault. And always while doing. And while doing deity worship, we always in the end that Aparadha Shoda, we tell that. Now it is not possible for us to do the mantra pronunciation and all those things very, very perfectly. And he says, for not only that, mantradas tantradas chidram desha kalarha vastutaha. Means it's very difficult to get a pure place, kala and a time, desha kala and arha means the qualified people and even the ingredients. So all these things are very difficult to obtain, which makes the sacrifices very difficult to perform, yagyas. But he says, wherever your holy name is this, all these inefficiencies or inadequacies have been taken care of. Just by your holy name. So this is the conclusion of Shukracharya. He's saying that. So for us then, you know, it's our fortune that in this Kali Yuga we also connected to this movement by the mercy of some devotees. And we also got the chance to take. And somehow, many times we are not convinced. You know, lack of Shraddha. You know, Shraddha is defined as the firm faith in the words of the Shastras. That. So, in the Prabhupada, in that purport, Prabhupada explains that instead of wasting time performing Vedic sacrifices, those who are intelligent, those who possess good brain substance, should take to the chanting of the Lord's holy name and thus perform the sacrifice perfectly. So this sacrifice means Sankirtana Yajna, is mentioning about that. So many times Prabhupada's disciples were being criticized that their pronunciation is not good. Like, no, I don't remember the exact occasion where Kausalya Mataji or somebody was told to recite the Ishopanishad in a public stage. So she was recited And then one of the pandits came and tell that, oh, your disciples, they don't know how to pronounce it properly, the mantras. And he was criticizing the devotee's effort. So then later on, Prabhupada, when he was single-handedly, takes that person and tells that, you may be perfectly chanting the mantras, but they have more devotion than, and you can see the effect. Just like any medicine is being judged by its effect. So my disciples, even though they may not be able to chant properly the mantras, pronunciation may not be good, and they are not coming from a proper orthodox Hindu family, but they have taken seriously these things. Right? Even in Krishna Balaram Mandir opening, there was a discussion, how to do that. Should we just do it in our own way, or just do the traditional procedure? There Prabhupada explains that, for the local people, we will have the sacrifices and yagyas and everything going on. But for our main sacrifice is Harinam Kirtan. So we should have, devotees continuously chanting. See, when we can see that even while we are doing, we also do many yagyas, like Narasimha Yagya, Mahasudarshan Yagya, Vastu Puja, and all those, so many yagyas we also do as a part of our, cultural things. So in every aspect, whenever there is a gap or something, somebody is in the background continuously doing the Harinam Sankirtan. So the stress is given to the holy names and the Sankirtan movement. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita also we can see that Chaitanya Prabhu, when instructing Sanatan Goswami, when he was about to, after frustration he was about to suicide, so Chaitanya Prabhu calls him and he tells that Bhajanere Matye Sreshta Navabhida Bhakti Krishna Prema Krishna Dide Dhara Mahashakti. Among the ways of executing devotional service, the 9 prescribed methods are the best for these processes. Have great potency to deliver Krishna and extract love for him. Dharamathya Sarvasreshta Nama Sankirtan Niraparade Nama Laile Paya Premadhan. Of the 9 processes of devotional service, the most important is to always chant the holy name of the Lord. If one does so, avoiding the 10 kinds of offenses, one very easily obtains the most valuable love of Godhead. So, Dharamathya Sarvasreshta Nama Sankirtan. Even Chaitanya Prabhu, even though we all say that we are practicing Navavida Bhakti, even in the Navavida Bhakti, Nama Sankirtan is considered the highest among that. And just, the only one condition is Nirabharate. Without committing any offenses to the devotees and to the Lord, we have to perform that. So the process is very simple, but because of our own nature, we make it a little complicated for us. So even if you see that even various cantos in the Bhagavatam, almost every canto we can see at least one verse where holy name, only the Nam Sankirtan is being glorified. I just selected few verses, we can recite that. Apanasam Sridim Ghoram Yannama Vivasho Grinan Tato Sadyo Vimucheda Yad Bibhedi Soyam Bhayam. This is from the first canto. The first chapter itself, right? The living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by the fear personified. Okay. And in the second canto, Yeta nirvidyamananam ichchatamakuto bhayam yoginam nirbanirnitam hare namanukirtanam. O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and all those who are self-satisfied the dint of transcendental knowledge. She's saying the 3 things, like nirvidya manana means those who are free from all material desires, and ichchata means even if you have some material desire, or yogina means you are completely satisfied with whatever you have. Even in any 3 cases, all the 3 cases, just by Harer Namana Kirtanam, your perfection is achieved in that. There are many verses in various cantos that even the last verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam is that Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Pava Pranashanam Pranamo Dukkha Samanas Tam Namami Harim Param. I offer my respectful obeisance unto the Supreme Lord Hari, the congregational chanting of whose holy name destroys all sinful reactions, and the offering of obeisances unto whom relieves all material sufferings. So this is the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam, that you know, the Harinam Sankirtan or the Sankirtan Yajna is the only solace for the living entities in this material world, especially in the Kali Yuga. Yeah. Even Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that, Inechi Aushadi Maya Nasi Baro Jagi Harinama Mahamantra Lavatumi Magi. This is in the Jiva Jago verse, that this is Aushad. So whenever you are taking a medicine, you have to follow certain pathyas. You know? So the only pathya we have to follow is not offend any devotees. So this is explained in the purport, that Lord is so merciful that seeing the conditions of the living souls, conditioned souls of this Kali Yuga, He mercifully, you know, Kali Kale Krishna Name, Namarube Krishna Avatar. So He comes down to this material world in the form of holy name. So in a ninth canto where Sukadeva Goswami is explaining the kingdom of Lord Ramachandra, where there is no miseries, everything is prosperous, where he says that even if you don't want to die, then even death is also not comes to take him, that person. So in the purport, Prabhupada writes there beautifully that even that is possible in the Kali Yuga also. If we just spread the holy name of this Hare Krishna movement, if you spread, and if you devotees take this process very seriously, it is even achievable. I was thinking that the faith Srila Prabhupada had in the holy name, you know, as I mentioned, you know, many times, we don't have that much faith, but we are just continuing it. Prabhupada's conviction, we can see by his result, means. You know, before Prabhupada went, and again, just like the mercy of the Lord, you know, devotees are also so merciful, means. He all the way went to the hub of the hippies, means in the Western world, America, New York. There, just by chanting the holy names, he could transform the heart of the people there, means. If you consider their background, you know, in which they are coming, you know, it's very difficult. For us, it is very easy to take to this. We have heard of Krishna and other, the Arati and all those things are very familiar to us. But for them, it was too difficult. But still, Prabhupada's conviction, and they have a desire to please Prabhupada, that simplicity attracted them, and they could transform their heart. So another important point the commentators mention is the Lord's merciful nature, how He is descending into that. So we'll try to see also how Lord is so merciful. So in the fourth canto again, the Prachedas, when they are offering the prayers, one of the prayers they offer is Namo Vishuddha Sattaya Hare Hari Medhase. So Prabhupada write in a very beautiful translation, and even the Hari Medhase, he translate it as, who is untiringly always meditating on how to deliver the fallen conditioned souls, means. You know, we may not be thinking about that much, at least for ourselves, but Lord is always thinking about that. So in the purport of the Gajendra, when Gajendra is offering that famous prayers, Madhurk Prabhanna Pashubhasa Vimokshanaya, Mugdhaya Bhuri Karunaya Namo Lalaya. So in the translation and in the purport also, Bhuri Karuna Namo Lalaya. So Prabhupada says that the Lord is not lazy. Namo Alalaya means He is always eager to deliver the conditioned souls. So He says that Lord is looking for an every opportunity to help the conditioned souls. But somehow, unfortunately, we are not so eager to take that. That mercy is available, but we are not so eager to take that. So it is not that He is not attentive. So Prabhupada writes in the purport of that Gajendra prayers that, you know, sometimes we may feel that, you know, Lord is only appears or reciprocate with somebody who is offering a prayers or something like that. So in this purport, He says that it is not like that. whether you offer prayer or not, he is ready for that. It is not that he is attentive when he offers prayers to him. He is always trying and meditating how to save us. Alayaya, who is never inattentive or idle or lazy, especially for delivering his devotees. And Bhuri Karunaya, who is unlimitedly merciful. So there is no dearth of his mercy means. We can see this in another pastime from the Mahabharata, how Lord was always meditating on how to save the Pandavas. So this specific incident comes on the 8th day of Mahabharata, where Bhima almost finished, almost like 45, 46 of his Duryodhana's brothers he killed. So Duryodhana was getting disturbed, so he wanted to directly take on Bhima. So he comes, and then there was a sugarless fight between Duryodhana and Bhima, and Bhima completely smashes Duryodhana, and he couldn't even move. He fainted actually. And then somebody, I think Dronacharya or somebody, takes him back to the tent. So that day evening, so Bhima was going like anything, like a mad elephant, smashing people, like thousands of people were killed. So heavy casualties were affected by the Kaurava army. So Duryodhana was very much affected with that. So as usual, when he gets into disturbance, he takes the guidance of Karna, Shakuni, like people. Right? So he went to Karna asking, So Karna also greets with him, why are you affected, why are you become very sad and everything. Don't worry. Then he explains, okay, this Bhima is going very mad and I don't see any hope for victory for us. And then Karna says that this old man, if you tell the old man to come out, I can just give me one day, I can finish all the Pandavas. So he agitates Duryodhana and he sends him to Bhishma. You go and tell Bhishma that you come out of the fight. And it's not that you have to agitate him. It's Bhima is such a warrior that he will not step out of the war unless he has been either killed or the war is end. So Duryodhana went to Bhishma. So there also Bhishma, by seeing Duryodhana's wound and everything and worry, so much of distress, so he takes care of him, called the royal physician, give the medication and everything. So he asks, what is the urgency of your coming here? So he tells, so he explains all the story, as he is diplomatically, he explains everything, and finally he says that, Pitamaha, if you are not able to do it, either you come out, otherwise you finish. I know that you are such a hero that nobody can challenge you in the war, then why you are not killing these Pandavas? You are still have some soft corner to them. So out of frustration, Bhishma tells, okay, now for tomorrow, for your sake, for tomorrow, your sake, I will finish all the Pandavas. Then he takes 5 arrows from his quiver and he does some ritualistic thing and offers all his, whatever ascetic power he had so far, he invested in this all into that 5 arrows. And shows to Duryodhana, these 5 arrows, tomorrow I am going to finish it off, those Pandavas. So Duryodhana becomes very jubilant. But then he is little doubtful. He says that, okay, don't worry, I will keep the arrows with myself, and tomorrow morning I will give you. And he takes that 5 arrows and goes to his bed and keep it under the pillow and was about to sleep. The same time, Krishna in the Pandava camp, he understood these things. So just like he is Bhuri Karuna, Namo Alaya, he always meditating how to help his devotees. Then he tells Arjuna that, you remember that, tomorrow your grandfather is going to be very violent. He has taken already an oath that he is going to kill all of you. So then he asks what to do. Then he reminds him of that, you remember this Duryodhana has given you a boon. Whatever you want, you ask, during the fight between the Gandharvas where you saved him. So Arjuna also reminded of that. So then Arjuna went and goes to the Kaurava camp. So So that is the beauty, that during those times the war means, you know, it is the stipulated time the war is there. After that everybody is like a friends, they can go each other and meet each other. It's like that. So he went to Duryodhana's tent directly. And the assistants tell Duryodhana that Arjuna wanted to meet you. So Duryodhana was also a little doubtful why this fellow has to come in the night. Anyway, as a courtesy, means as the etiquette, he welcomes him, offers a seat and everything. Then Arjuna reminds Duryodhana. Duryodhana, you remember that, you know, once you were coming in the forest and had a mess up with the Gandharvas, I saved you and you offered me a boon. And that time Arjuna was like, you know, I will never take a boon from this fellow, but tomorrow everything has a plan, means, you know. So Krishna has very meticulously planned everything. So Arjuna reminded at Duryodhana about that. So Duryodhana was very casual. Okay, you ask me anything, I can give you. Then he tells, okay, give me those 5 arrows. So Duryodhana was wonderstruck. How does this fellow knows about that? So then he tells, he remembers what Bhishma told. Bhishma already told him. Except Shakuni, Shikhandi. Except Shikhandi, I can finish everyone else. Provided, you know, that Yadava don't, that Krishna should not interfere in that. If you interfere, I can't do anything. Like that. So the Duryodhana understood that Yadava had played some tricks. That now, so as a Kshatriya, so he gave him that 5 arrows. So then next day morning when Bhishma comes to know about it, that he was so frustrated with it. So he told, okay, he was thinking in the mind, Krishna to and speaking to Krishna that you are making my vows to break, making me to break my vows, that today I will make sure that you also break your vow. So even Krishna fulfills that, means that. And during the day, means the intense battle was going on. Arjuna was half-heartedly fighting with Bhishma. Even Krishna was getting hurt during the fight. So finally, Krishna jumps out of the chariot and takes one of the wheel and starts running. You know, to please, actually it was for pleasing Lord, please Bhishma that, you know, that he also broke his vow. That to reciprocate with Bhishma, he was doing that past time. Then Arjuna told him to stop it. So there Bhishma also, Bhishma was overwhelmed with the nature of Lord. That how merciful is the Lord that he is ready to even break his own vows. He doesn't care about what the future the people will say about him. To protect his devotee, he can go to any extent. That he even ready to break his vows. Then later on the pastimes, like the Mahabharata goes, Arjuna promises that I will fight next day. Bhishma has been killed by Arjuna, like that. So there are so many pastimes we can see that where Lord is merciful to the devotees. You know, like not only the Lord, means even his devotees are such merciful people. Like in Chaitanya Charitamrita pastime, In one pastime where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was glorifying Vasudeva Dutt, that so he became very embarrassed and he pleads with the Lord, don't do like this in front of everyone, means I am completely embarrassed, why are you glorifying? Actually, if you want, means give me a benediction that I am ready to take all this burden of, after seeing the suffering of the material, the conditioned souls, he says that, I'm ready to take all the suffering of these people, you just deliver them. I can eternally remain in this world and suffer for them. So the nature of the devotee is also like the Lord only. And Chaitanya Prabhu even specifically came to deliver the people of this material, this Kali Yuga, conditioned souls. So and his devotees are also more merciful than him. Means like, even you can see that Shivanand Sen, not only to the devotees. Every year Shivanand Sen used to take devotees to Jagannath Puri for the Radha Yatra. Once, a dog also accompanies them. So, we say that we don't know who all are participating in the kirtans. Means sometimes we go in Harinam in Monday, Harinam in this area. Sometimes some dogs also comes. along with us following. We don't know what purpose. We try to shoo away them. But here Shivanasan didn't shoo away the dog. He taken him just like one of the yatra participants. Recently our yatra got over, so we know that so much of procedure, registration, accommodation and everything. And this here, Shivanasan is everything is free, you come. Everybody know the pastime of Nityananda Prabhu also means, you know, kicking Shivanasan. And so he's such a devotee that even he was ready to take care of the dog. And in one occasion they have to cross a river where a boatman was refusing to take that dog. So he specifically bargained and made extra payment to take the dog also along with them. And he used to make sure that the dog also gets its quota of prasadam during the prasadam timings. So such a detailed thing means. So the devotee of the Lord is also so compassionate. So then when they're about to reach Jagannath Puri, suddenly the dog misses the group. So he was concerned with that. He was worried where the dog missed. So whether he has not taken care of it properly or not. But when we finally went to meet Lord Chaitanya Prabhu, so he saw the same dog sitting there in front. Lord was giving him, you know, the coconut pulp what he was eating. He was just throwing and that dog is also taking. And the same day evening, the dog left the body. Okay. So it's the mercy of the devotees that, you know, they are also so compassionate that they extend that mercy, whatever they have received, to the other living entities, not only to the human, to other living entities also. And we can see from Srila Prabhupada's personal life that, and even each one of us can vouch for that unless otherwise some devotees has personally come to us and given us this holy name, we all should not have been here, means. Otherwise we will be also in the outside. So that compassionate nature of Srila Prabhupada means, can you imagine that at what age and what condition Prabhupada left to the world? Repeatedly after getting again and again, he is getting setbacks from his endeavors. And almost like 40 years he struggled. And many times we see that, you know, we even in 40 days, if we don't get any success, we are put off. We are dejected. But we can see the compassion of the acharya. In one of the lecture, Prabhupada says, this is a lecture speaking on Titikshva Karunaga Suhrida Sarva Dehinam Ajada Shatru Shanta Sadhava Sadhu Bhushanam. The devotees are tolerant and merciful. So he was explaining that devotees has to be tolerant. Titikshva, tolerant. There is no other way. Just tolerate. So he was speaking this in the contextual thing where the Juhu incident was also happening. So he was telling that here some people, we wanted to give them the mercy of the Lord, but the devotee, the people, materialistic people, they don't want to take it. They want to kick out us from this place. But what we have to do, we have to be tolerate. When he says, just tolerate means what? Means we just tolerate, okay, they don't want, we go away? No. He's telling, even though they don't want, but we are, what is the next quality? Karunika, we are compassionate. The devotee should not give up. Even though materialistic people may not take your advice seriously, or they don't want to chant Harinam, so they may be say, objections may come, means. Like the very place we know that so much of legal suits were filed against the temple for having noise pollution, means. They consider Harinam Sankirtan as a noise pollution, means. For them. But they don't have any objection with so many other pollutions happening. So much of legal fight and everything, so that's why our Mangalarti at 5 o'clock. So in Juhu also the same issues were happening. So Prabhupada was not ready to give up. He told devotee has to be tolerant and at the same time Karunika, be compassionate. Don't give up. You know, still we will try to do them somehow. You know, otherwise devotees were ready, you know, they're ready to give back the deal and they were ready to pack up. Told Prabhupada, why should we unnecessarily waste our energy here? You know, you can see the vision of pure devotees that. He wanted it. Now we can see that how Juhu temple is, you know, such an attraction to the people, and almost like 70,000-80,000 people every day visit that place. You know, so that is the way the devotees distribute the mercy. You know, and now this is the month of, you know, book marathon. Next week is Gita Jayanti. That, you know, a couple of Sundays back, Ratishambhu was explaining how the distributing the book also, that also we call as Sankirtan party. our. So that is the one of the glorious way of showing our compassion to the other living entities, means especially for the human beings, you know, by distributing Prabhupada books. They may not be able to take it seriously immediately, but if they happen to take the book, even touch that book, slowly and eventually, sometime they will come to the shelter of the Lord. That, and we have seen many case studies and examples where somebody else has taken the book, you know, and his son or grandson or somebody, some other relatives become the devotee of the Lord. We don't know that. So, you know, we can all try to assist Srila Prabhupada in distributing his compassion through this book marathon also from our endeavor. Even one books, even a small book, you know, small book also will suffice a person, means. And that will attract him to the Lord's mercy. Right? So if tomorrow we can attract these devotees to the mercy of the, to the lotus feet of the Lord, and you know, once we just connect them, you know, our duty is done, means Lord will take care of them. That. So that is the glory of this, you know, this Kali Yuga, that just by chanting the holy names, just taking prasad, Prabhupada has given us this, very mercifully given us this process to us. The process is perfect. You know, we have seen many devotees have perfected their life by this. We may be wondering that, you know, even I am chanting for last so many years, but why there is no improvement or any symptoms? You know, so it is too early to judge from our side. We may be not following the some small details may be missing, especially the aparad part. Means, you know, I was thinking that we are, Shastra explains how devotees are compassionate to all the living entities. So at least we can to be compassionate to the devotees so that we don't again commit offenses with each other. So that we can also make use of this opportunity of this Kali Yuga and make our life also successful by the compassion, mercy of other devotees also. So thank you very much. So these are my thoughts on this verse, means. If any comments or questions, please. గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కి